That rarest of things, a regular season home opener Grizz victory. It's only happened twice. Didn't look like it was going to happen at the beginning. Turned out to be a pretty inspirational performance. We'll talk about it next. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It all worked out in the end. That's what you have to say about tonight's regular season opener for the Grizzlies. By the way, I am Peter Edmiston. Welcome in Locked On Grizzlies, this post-game edition of the program. Just going to give you a quick recap of what happened, give you a few thoughts about the game, let you hear a little bit from the locker room. In particular tonight, going to let you hear some extended thoughts from Mark Gasol on his return. And he was, I would say, a pretty giddy and emotional Mark Gasol. Really, it was pretty interesting to see. I think he was talking a little bit about how he was going to have some trouble going to sleep because he's so excited about what he saw tonight. And there's a lot of reason for Grizzly fans out there to be very excited about this game. It was not, by any stretch of the imagination, pretty. It was not necessarily the way that you would have drawn it up traditionally. But at the end, when you go and look and see exactly how that victory was achieved over the Minnesota Timberwolves, there are a lot of things that you are really going to like when you go back and look at the box score and go back and look at the film of this game. You have to think about where this Grizzly team was. The starting lineup included Andrew Harrison at the two, James Ennis at the three. Not Tony Allen, not Chandler Parsons. Andrew Harrison, starting two guard. Who had that? Did you have Andrew Harrison as starting two guard? I certainly didn't, but this is where we are right now. And Andrew Harrison not only was a starting two guard, but he played 38 minutes, far and away the biggest minutes load of any player out there, including Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, James Ennis, Jermichael Green, Zach Randolph, Wade Baldwin. You go up and down the list, the guy that played the most was Andrew Harrison in a pretty limited rotation. It was really an eight-man rotation from David Fizdale when all was said and done. And balanced attack. This was very much a team victory, and it got off to a horrible start. Grizzlies down 9-0, tried to call a timeout. This was not even 2 minutes into the game, and they couldn't even get the timeout called right. Had to advance the ball first. Everyone filed out onto the court, then had to file back. Then they had to advance the ball. Then they called the timeout. Couldn't even get the timeout called right. Then after that timeout, Wolves go on another 11-3 run. On top of that, it's 20-3. 20-3, and David Fizdale is thinking, oh, geez, I am really in trouble in my debut. But things settled down, and by the end of the first quarter, it was a three-point game, and a game in which the Grizzlies used three-point shooting in that first quarter to hang in there. They were 6 of 9 from three in the first quarter. The Grizzlies, 6 of 9 in the first quarter. Grizzlies end up making 11 threes for this ball game. Standout performers, there's so many, actually. This was really a team game. In the most real sense of the word, because there's just about something from everybody that played did something notable. You start with Mike Conley, who finishes as the leading scorer, 24 points in just under 30 minutes. And he only took 14 shots to do it. 4 of 5 from three for Mike, 4 of 5 from the foul line, 24 points, 4 assists, huge baskets down the stretch. As he did exactly what he had to do from a scoring perspective, and he had to sit out a bit because he was limited by foul trouble. Picked up 5 fouls. That fifth foul was early in the fourth quarter. He had to sit just a little bit. You look at James Ennis. Ennis finishes with 15 points, was a huge reason why the Grizzlies stayed in the game in the first half with effort and energy and getting after it. 6 rebounds on top of that, really crashing the glass well. Jermichael Green, absolutely phenomenal performance from Jermichael Green. 12 points, 4 offensive rebounds, had a huge block on Karl Anthony Towns, had the putback late in the game that gave the Grizzlies 94-93 lead. And that, if you ask the guys in the locker room, and you'll hear from Marc Gasol coming up, he says that won the game. That was the thing that won the game for the Grizzlies. Speaking of Mark, he plays 32.5 minutes in his regular season return from injury. His foot feels fine, by the way, post-game. He finishes with 18 points, 4 block shots, just 3 rebounds for Mark, and he did have 4 turnovers. That is a line that he'll be happy with the scoring. He'll be happy with the block shots. Not so happy with the turnovers. He also had a tech in the second half. He got a little frustrated with the officials. That was not ideal either. Not a smart play, but you know, emotionally, I think Mark was riding a little bit high out there. So that'll settle in. He did hit a three. He was one of three from behind the arc. He didn't get that 4 3-point attempts that they want for him, but three is not a bad way for him to start. Everybody in the starting lineup actually took at least two. Jermichael Green was 2 of 2. Ennis 2 of 4. Mark 1 of 3. Andrew Harrison, we'll get to him in a second, was 0 for 4. Mike Conley, as I mentioned, 4 for 5. But Marc Gasol had a huge play. It was two key pick and rolls down the stretch that helped to seal the game off. Played really good defense on Karl-Anthony Towns, too. It was very physical. That's a great matchup to watch. Those two, it was one of the keys to the game that I talked about yesterday in the 3Q preview. Would Marc Gasol be able to handle Karl-Anthony Towns better? He did. A lot better. Even though Jermichael Green really got the assignment to start off and did not do so well to start. Finished well, Jermichael Green. Didn't start so well. Mark used his guile, his physicality, to make it very difficult for Karl-Anthony Towns to get the job done. And you saw that as he struggled after the first quarter. It was fantastic. 14 points in the first quarter, but only 7 in the three quarters after that. Andrew Harrison played 38 minutes, as I mentioned, in this game. Just 4 points, 1 of 7 from the field, 0 of 4 from behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the foul line. Did not get much done offensively, but David Fizdale said he was out there for defense and to take some of the ball handling load off of Mike Conley. Harrison is not a 2 by his own admission. He talked about it being a work in progress for him, but he was out there, played really good physical defense on Zach LaVine and made it tough on him. And LaVine finished with 19 points, but after a really strong start, he was bodied up by Harrison, and I think that was, you know, an effective technique. Now, Harrison on offense was awful. It's just no getting around that. He was really, really bad. And I asked Andrew Harrison if his defense was causing him problems on the offensive end, the effort that he expended out there, did it cause him problems shooting the basketball? And here's what he said.
I don't think the shots just weren't falling. Got one of the best point guards in the league. Don't really have to do much playmaking or anything like that. Just shoot when I'm open. And that's what I try to do.
Like playing alongside Mike with, you know, kind of sharing the responsibility, putting him off the ball a little bit. So
it's new to me playing off the ball and everything. But, hey, I'm getting used to it, and I'm happy that Coach trusts me so much to play me 38 minutes.
There were times that he really was totally confused out there. Passed up threes, passed up a lot of looks, made the wrong decision, made a slow decision, and he was more of an impediment on offense than anything else. But defensively, he played really well, and he's testing. Yeah, I'll say this, it worked. You know, David Fizdale, he bought himself some faith with Grizzly fans, I think, because, you know, had they lost this game, playing Andrew Harrison 38 minutes in that loss would have not been a great look when you've got Wade Baldwin, who we'll talk about in a second, doing some crazy, crazy stuff out there. But it worked, and Harrison, despite the offensive struggles, was able to hang in there defensively and ultimately ended up being the second-best plus-minus guy on the team. He was +8 tonight. Vince Carter was the best off the bench at a +10. And speaking of that Grizzly bench, Zach Randolph, how about 19-11 for the big fella off the bench? Zach was not thrilled that he was taken out for the last 5 minutes or so of this game. That's another decision that David Fizdale made that could have backfired on him, but in this case, it didn't, as Zach was not happy necessarily about that, but, you know, it is what it is, and he's going to go with it as long as the team keeps performing, and that's, I think Fizdale's able to talk to Zach in a very straightforward fashion. And Zach listens. So that's a big step in the right direction already for Fizdale. Speaking of the bench, Wade Baldwin doing some very special things out there. The stat line for Wade Baldwin was fantastic. Absolutely tremendous. And in fact, he becomes this was a great stat from Elias Sports. The first player since the NBA started recording blocks and steals in 1973 to post 5 points, five rebounds, five assists, three steals, and three blocks in their career debut. Any of those or higher. First player since the NBA started recording blocks and steals, that was 43 years ago. First guy to do it in 43 years. Pretty impressive. I also tweeted out there during the game that there have only been now seven players in NBA history, at least since they started recording blocks and steals, so 1973, there have only been seven players under the age of 21 who have ever had a 5-plus rebound, 5-plus assist, 3-steal, 3-block performance in any NBA game. That would be LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Garnett, Tracy McGrady, Brooke Lopez, Lamar Odom, Wade Baldwin. How about that for some company? That's a very elite group of players. And for Baldwin to do that, he finishes with the stat line 7 points, five rebounds, two coming on the offensive end, six assists, three steals, three blocks, did have a turnover, but immediately got a steal to make up for it. Then he took a crazy shot that went off the backboard and didn't even draw iron, but the Grizzlies got that possession back and ended up, you know, making something out of it. I thought Baldwin was sensational, and in fact, in his 24 and a half minutes, he had more passes, according to the NBA, than any other Grizzly out there. He had 53 passes on his 62 touches of the ball. He also was the fastest runner, according to the stat tracking out there. And he was the player, along with Mike Conley, who had the most deflections for the Grizzlies. So tons of activity from Baldwin. Dogged defender. And what I really was impressed with is that he had such a rough preseason shooting the ball after that early game, his first game when he goes 5 for 5 from the field. After that, it was awful. And boom, right out of the gate, he hits a three in the first quarter within just a couple minutes of checking into the ball game. He was not afraid to go to the basket. He was not afraid to make plays. He was able to open things up. I thought there are a lot of good things about his performance. I don't think that he's got the confidence necessarily yet from David Fizdale to run things. He wasn't out there as the primary ball handler very often. A couple different possessions, some different lineups, but for the most part, that wasn't really his role. He was really playing more off the ball. Although, again, in their offense, there's so many different combinations that, you know, the one and two gets kind of blurred out there when you're playing with Conley and Harrison and Baldwin a whole lot. So sometimes, like, it doesn't really matter who's designated as the one or the two, because you're going to see both guys end up handling the ball and doing things in the offense. There were some crazy lineups from Fizdale, too. Really, really crazy lineups with Baldwin and Harrison and Ennis and Deontay Davis at one point. All of them were out there at the same time. Deontay Davis played almost 6 minutes. Really just was thrown out there as a little bit of a stopgap, but Fizdale put him out there and gave him some minutes, gave him a chance to show something. I thought he was okay, actually, because he had to go and guard Karl Anthony Towns. It's not easy. Not easy to do. And I thought he did an okay job, given that. Now, he didn't play in the second half, and you know he's still very much a work in progress because the guy just hasn't played very many minutes. Period. Even in practice, he just hasn't had, he hasn't been cleared for all that long. So long way for him to go. But just the fact that he was out there, and that some of those lineups were wild. But I tell you what, Fizdale got away with a lot of them. He got away with it, and you got to give those players. They played extremely hard. This was not traditional Grizzly in the mud, grit and grind stuff. This was a little bit different. There were some moments where it was totally frenetic and crazy. It was a really entertaining game, but the effort level top to bottom was outstanding. And there's a lot to like about when you're missing four key rotation players, at least, depending on how you want to, you know, size up the rotation, maybe more, but you can certainly say Tony Allen, Chandler Parsons, Brandon Wright, Jarrell Martin, who was technically healthy but didn't play, and I think the team is a little bit cautious about the plantar fasciitis or the plantar fascia inflammation that he's got. So you're missing those guys at least, and then you could throw in, you know, Troy Daniels, who didn't play. They think he's healthy. I just don't know that he's held in too high esteem right now with the way that he's been playing of late. Troy Williams, same thing. I mean, this was a limited group that was out there, and only eight guys played significant minutes. I mentioned all those other guys. I forgot about Vince Carter, too. Vince Carter was the Wiggins stopper. He got in Wiggins' head, man. Andrew Wiggins had a nice night, but down the stretch, he missed two key free throws with about a minute 10 left that would have given the Wolves the lead. Afterwards, Wiggins called it a game changer that he missed those free throws, and I think he missed them in part because he was still thinking about Vince Carter. And he was forcing Andrew Wiggins, he was right up in his space, he was forcing Wiggins to drive and use that handle. And the scouting report on Wiggins is that handle is not as strong as it needs to be to do the things that he wants to do. And you saw that. Yeah, it was very loose and unable to get to his spots and get the shots that he wanted to get. Vince Carter using his length really well. Savvy veteran stuff from Vince and showing his value. People talk about, you know, cutting Vince Carter. It's crazy. He's got value to this team. He's got value, and he showed it in this ballgame. Let's go to the locker room. Let's hear from Mark Gasol. I had a chance to talk to Mark a good bit and ask him a few things about how this game went and how he's feeling mentally and physically after his first regular season game in a while.
It feels really good. Really good. Now it's a matter of just keep getting better, keep getting more timing, keep, you know, trusting the moves, and a matter of just keep loading the leg, and, you know, and good things are going to happen. It's going to take more time than I would like, but the good thing is just never no regression, no setbacks. I mean, and so far so good.
In the regular season now, did you worry a little bit that it would react differently? You play a little bit harder, be a little bit different.
Play a little bit longer, but you know, yesterday we went for I think 2 hours, and it felt great, and I pushed myself through practices. It's not like I paced myself. I really pushed myself in practices because it's the way I prepare for games, and I always expect you know, the best, so I'm happy how it is.
You didn't have a minutes restriction or anything like that tonight?
I think they have a cap where I can play for too long, I'd rather know what it is.
They don't tell you?
No, they keep me out of those things because they know I want to play 48 minutes. So,
especially at the beginning of the game, and that run, did you just know that it was going to be difficult to get that feel with the lineups being as makeshift as they were?
Without a question, there's growing pains in any process, especially, you know, changing a lot of stuff and a team, the way they play, and the way they run at you every time. So you cross matched, everybody has to find a guy, and so you know, there's going to be times where you know, so hopefully this doesn't happen often, but you got to stay with it. You got to stay with it, keep working through it, keep getting better, and don't let it affect you in a negative way.
It looked a little bit at the beginning like you guys, to kind of get your rhythm, went back to some basics, and then you started to go with a little more pace. Was that kind of worked like that, you wanted to just kind of get back, get a couple baskets in, get the feel, and then?
You know, you want to see the basket, I mean, the ball go through the basket, and you know, the team wants that, needs some air. It's you know, reaching for air, and we did that, and all of a sudden, you know, we gave about 20 points in 5 minutes, and then in the last 7 minutes of the quarter, we only gave up 12. And then the third quarter, we gave up, I think I remember, 16 points. I think the whole third quarter, that's a good line of progression.
In particular, you know, Towns was very active. First quarter, 7, 6 of 7, 14 points. Yeah. And then after that, I mean, you guys limited to only 5 attempts in the next 2 quarters. Exactly. Was that by design? Did you guys have to figure out from a, like, you know?
We just give them different looks. You know, Jay Mack is starting on them. Then I stepped on them. And then we kept switching, and then Jay Mack, you know, made the huge stop at the end, send the ball, I think, straight, you know, to the third row, and it's great. It's a team effort. You know, the beautiful thing about basketball is a team sport, and you need everyone.
You, you talked about the emotions that you felt. Did you? I mean, the delay game, that thing was.
Yeah. Heart rate. It's been a long time. Honestly, it's been it's a work in progress for me. The controlling my emotions. I think tonight I did a good job of controlling my emotions with my teammates. But my friends, the referees, I gotta keep working on that. I'll be better.
I noticed that down the stretch when you guys needed that basket, you guys went back to that 1-5 with you and Mike. And yeah. was that just like you said? Look, let's get back to what we know in these clutch possessions.
Well, it's what the team trusts us. I think it's our habit. It's what the team trusts. It's the two guys that are gonna make the right read and have been doing it for a long time. And it's in our hands. I mean, it's up for us to decide, what's going to happen. And I think, we earned that right. And we make it great. We miss it. Let's go and we play and get another stop.
Was some of the stuff that you went through last year and a few years, really, did it help you to prepare for the adversities that you face on the court, playing with a lot of rookies that are going to make mistakes and seeing yourself in these kinds of situations?
The first six games, preseason games, and coach has really, when he sees me that I get off the reservation a little bit because I get frustrated, he reels me back in and makes me face the issues that are going on and makes me be more vocal with my frustrations and how to deal with all the different guys here from the get-go. And I like that he's challenging me in different ways that I haven't been challenged before. And I actually appreciate that. Anybody wants to get better at everything. I think it's human nature, especially as an athlete. You're very competitive, and you always want to be better. And that's one thing that I know I had a lot of room to grow, and still working. It's not done yet by any means.
You can hear how happy Mark was, and his psyche is night and day from last year. And even on the court, you could see that he was still positive with his rookie teammates, which is good because he's going to need to be. Those rookies are going to make mistakes, and he's going to have to be, he's the captain. He's got to be positive out there. I think he was. He was really, really, really happy after the game. We'll see how the foot reacts. The Grizzlies are not planning on practicing later on today, so that'll give some rest for Mark. We'll see what happens as they get ready for the next matchup up in the Garden on Saturday against the super team, New York Knicks. They looked awfully super in that first game, didn't they? We'll talk about that coming up, but I'll tell you, tomorrow on the pod, excited to bring on my pal Chris Harrington from The Commercial Appeal. We're going to have a nice conversation about the season as a whole. So I hope you'll look forward to that podcast tomorrow. Until then, hope you enjoyed this post-game pod and some of the sound from the locker room. The Grizzlies were winners in this ball game. They are 1-0 in the preseason. That is better than the super team Golden State Warriors. 102-98, the Grizzlies get the win. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening to Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.